Welcome to The V-Word, produced in the studios of WRIR 97.3 LPFM. The V-Word is a weekly radio broadcast providing information and discussing issues related to sexual and domestic violence. Today we have guests from the YWCA of Richmond here to talk about how local centers provide education, information, and intervention regarding sexual and domestic violence. I have Rachel and Ryan from the YWCA sitting here with me today, and they came in to talk about their prevention program. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So our teen facilitation, it's a peer facilitation program where we have currently 8 teens in the greater Richmond area who come to us at the YWCA downtown, where they learn about teen dating violence, healthy relationships, and facilitation skills. And mainly what we're trying to do is teach them just the content itself about, you know, how to have a healthier relationship and how to help maybe friends or family or even siblings who may be involved in an unhealthy or abusive relationship. And then we also add on to that the facilitation skill. So how do they teach these topics to their peers, which we find to, you know, be the best practice for how to educate mainly teens, especially with, you know, this kind of sensitive topic of, you know, healthy relationships and teen dating violence.
And how often do you have these groups or classes?
Yeah, so we meet once a week, and we meet for like about 2 or so hours. But we also have been more recently, after our kids have gone through this program for about 2 or 3 months now, they are, you know, able to start coming with us on speaking engagement opportunities. So when Ryan and I get requests to do speaking engagements out in the community, they'll be able to start coming with us more kind of on like a one-off situation, which will be really exciting for them just to get that hands-on experience teaching their peers.
And some new legislation passed in Virginia this year regarding education in schools. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So what they're really doing right now is trying to update the family life curriculum to make sure that it is providing our youth in Virginia with the best education that they can possibly get around healthy relationships, consent, and things like that. So this year, specifically, they passed legislation based on consent and talking about how consent needs to be taught in family life curriculum now. And it was a hard-won battle, but we are very happy to say that that legislation passed, and so now that is a part of the curriculum. And we really believe that this is a core need for the people, and especially the young people in our area, because a lot of people kind of wait until they get to college to get this education. But when we're waiting until college to educate people on issues like consent, healthy relationships, domestic and sexual violence, many of them have already experienced it. And on top of that, we're missing a whole population of people who are not attending four-year colleges who are not getting this education. And so a lot of times when we hear the most affected group by domestic and sexual violence is women between the ages of 16 and 24, people think that that's college kids. However, there's a lot of other people in that group who are not getting the education that they need to have healthy relationships and live their best lives, which is what we're trying to combat at the YWCA, and to help those people to try and provide them with that education at a younger age so they can use those skills throughout all their romantic relationships.
If parents are out there listening and they want more information, who do they call?
So they would contact me, Rachel Kaufman. I'm the community outreach specialist at YWCA Richmond. They're welcome to contact me at my email, which is rkaufman@ywcarichmond.org, where I can answer any questions. We're going to be accepting new students or new participants in our program come August, and then we'll be starting to introduce the new concepts again with healthy relationships and things like that. Also, if they're interested in being involved before that, we are having some upcoming events for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. One of them is a screening of Audrey and Daisy, which is the Netflix documentary about teen sexual violence. Our teens that are part of the program will be running a screening at Libby Mill Library on April 20th from 5:30 to 8, where they'll be showing them the documentary and hosting a discussion afterwards to talk about some of the concepts in the film.
And before we close, if people who've been assaulted need information or want to report, what's your hotline number?
So if people need support related to domestic and sexual violence, or they have a friend or family member who has experienced it, or they're just looking for resources or information, they can call the Greater Richmond Regional Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 804-612-6126.
Thank you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate about and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. The V Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRAR 97.3 LPFM. To hear the full episode and past shows, go to thevword.org. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WRAR.org.